5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Ricks. So, just fair warning ahead of time, I am either suffering from allergies or a cold because I have the sneezing and the sniffles and the stuff. And so if you hear me sniffle or snort in the middle of the show, that's probably why. But we wanted to do the show because...
Because you're a lot tougher than I am.
Because we love you guys.
Anytime I'm sick, I'm like, let's not do it. I'm dying.
I can't handle it. Give me a donut.
What? Okay, now I'm mad at you.
It's comfort food.
Whatever. No, you're acting like me. Apologize.
I apologize for saying you like donuts.
No, you're like, oh, you're sick. I need a donut. That's how you're acting.
I was not insinuating that.
Oh, I'm sick, Barry. I'm whiny and...
Wow. So, great way to start the episode, people. I'm just saying you like donuts. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying you're a big baby.
Okay. I'm a big baby and you're a donut.
Fat.
And you're a donut lover. All right. Let's go with that. But anyway, welcome to the Clown Car. Let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do talk about our circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
You had to do that. Do it. All right. Well, let's talk about some stuff that happened this week. I really don't have a lot to talk about.
This is going to be the Crystal Show.
It really will be because, once again, I was out of town for half of the week for business. And so I didn't really do a lot of the stuff with the kids throughout the week because I was gone.
Okay, but first we need to say that I'm mad at you.
Oh, okay.
Because, not because you made fun of my donuts.
It's insinuated like you donuts?
No, but when he goes out of town, he gets a food stipend going to exotic places like Texas.
Yes, Texas.
And I'm at home cooking macaroni and cheese, and I expect him to be out there getting like the creme brulee, you know, or the yummy stuff. And he texts me and he's like, just ordered a box of breadsticks.
And cheese sticks.
I'm so mad.
And cheesecake.
Like, you're wasting it. You need breadsticks at home. I make them every Sunday.
Not these ones.
What, now you don't like my breadsticks?
It's not what I said.
Seriously.
I just, this was a kind of just chill in the hotel type of thing. And I was limited to the places I could get delivery from. And so one of the places was a pizza place. I had pizza the night before, so I didn't want pizza again. So I'm like, I'm just going to get some bread and cheese sticks.
Yeah, pizza and breadsticks. What's wrong with you?
Pizza was delicious.
Usually I live vicariously through this guy. So when he goes on a trip, I'm like, send me a picture of what you're eating every time. I get pictures all the time of these yummy, delicious things, and I was like, you're getting breadsticks? You're making my life less happy.
Wow.
I want to see pictures of good food. I'm eating macaroni and cheese.
Fine, I'll just take pictures of nice-looking food and not tell you what I'm eating. Be like, this is what I'm eating, but I'm really eating something else that's yummy and delicious.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, sounds good. All right, anyway, so I was on a business trip, and Crystal was man in the fort alone once again, and she is awesome.
Well, I'm getting better at doing this morning stuff without you.
Yeah.
Because usually it takes both of us to get everyone out the door. And I would, like, kind of take my time doing the girls' hair, and then I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm driving them to school today. I forgot every day. And then, so on one day, I drive them to school, I come home, and I realize that Jay didn't get her medicine. As you remember last week, she has a really nasty ear infection.
She ruptured her ear.
And stuff. So I was like, I didn't give her eardrops. And we only have a few more days left on this. And this is the most consistent I've ever been with medicine.
But why have you been the most consistent, honey?
Because she is so much better remembering than I am.
She is so good.
I know.
Like, even, like, remembering
she
her...
She hates the taste of it. And it's like, Mom, I need to take my medicine.
But even remembering her doctor's appointments...
No, she's like the parent and I'm the kid.
She reminded us like yesterday and today, don't forget I have my doctor's appointment on Monday. And we're like, we know, but that's awesome that you remember.
I know, and then she actually pulled out this paper and was like, look, at 12:15, I have to be at school for the book fair. And I was like, you are more organized than I am in my entire life.
Yeah, me too.
At 7. Anyway, so.
We should buy her that for her birthday.
What, a day planner?
A day planner.
You know what? She'd probably love that.
She probably would love that.
Anyway, so I'm like, well, shoot, I need to get her medicine. So I load up the kids and take her medicine to school. We go into the back of the classroom, and the kids were all sitting in the front with their teacher. She was going over some spelling words or whatever. And so I was like, Jake, come back here. So I'm sitting in the back. The kids can barely even see us. They're not looking at us. And I was like, I forgot to give you your medicine. So I give her the thing, and then for her eardrops, I was like, just sit on the floor and lay on my lap, and I'll give you your eardrops. I'm in a chair.
Yeah.
So I give her eardrops, and then, anyway, so I send her back, and I turn around, and Jackson's rummaging through everyone's backpack on the hooks, and he turns around with a Paw Patrol lunchbox, and he goes, I take this home. Starts trying to walk out of the door. I was like,
that's awesome.
I was like, no. Not stealing.
So you're going to be that kid, huh? Eating everybody else's lunches.
And I didn't even know where it came from, so I was like, just set it on the floor.
So they'll get it.
Anyway, so then I get home, and after school, for some reason, it comes up that I had run into the school, and Grayson was like, wait, you came to school today? And Jay goes, Mom forgot to give me my medicine, and she gave it to me in front of everyone. It was so embarrassing.
What?
I was like, you're in first grade. So now I'm already the embarrassing mom.
Really? You want me to embarrass you? I have plans. Don't you worry about it.
I know. It's not like I snuck in there and was like, JJ, it's time to come get you medicine. You know?
Oh, you need to baby in front of boo-boo.
Let me give you kisses. I was like, come over here, I need to give you... Or I didn't even... I
You're
like,
trying to be discreet as
yeah,
possible.
I was like, I am the embarrassing mother.
Good job.
I've arrived.
High five. Yes.
Oh, it made me feel... I don't know. I felt sad. I felt sad.
Okay. That's it. Period.
I am embarrassing my children.
All right.
And my kids are stealing stuff. I'm a winner.
But at least you caught them ahead of time.
Yeah.
All right. What else happened while I was gone?
So I think it was that day of the medicine.
Okay.
I was getting stuff ready, and so I told Lacey and Jackson, just go get in the car, which we do a lot. It's not a new thing. Anyway, I was taking a little bit longer. They're both out in the van and in our garage, and then Lacey comes in, and she looks terrified, and I was like, Lacey, what's wrong? And she said, Mom, I heard someone talking to me, and I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I heard a voice saying, come to me. And I was like, what? And then I realized, oh, she's making this up. Because at first she's like, I think she said, like, I heard a man talking or something. It freaked me out.
Uh-huh.
And she kept saying, come to me. And then I was like, get back in the car. And she goes, I think it was Dobby.
Dobby.
I was like, Dobby, you freaked me out for Dobby.
The elf.
Dobby the house elf. Made me so mad.
Because he sounds like that.
Like, you never want to hear your kid come inside and be like, a man was talking to me and told me to come to me. I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, that girl's crazy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Crazy awesome, but crazy.
Yep.
Do you have anything?
I got nothing. We played some board games with the kids this week. So that was fun.
Yeah. Word whimsy.
Word whimsy. It's a word game.
Now, we can't quite recommend this one because it's...
It's actually for teenagers and older, but we took all the teenage-rated cards out and play that when we play, you know, with an older audience. But playing with... We took it with
Now, when we bought the game, we got rid of the really inappropriate cards. We just threw them away. But we kept the older ones that weren't bad. But now that we have younger kids, yeah, we took out. We have a little stack of cards that either they don't understand or they. It's like apples to apples.
It could lead to interesting conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a game like apples to apples, but it's funny. Anyway, it's been fun to play with them, though.
Well, it helps them learn new words, too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, what is this? And what does this mean? I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. Some of them are like, that says inappropriate.
or turd.
Yeah.
They're like, what? And Jay's like, what's that? I'm like, it's just another word for poop.
Yeah. So, I had an experience.
Okay.
I've been doing well. You know, for a while there, Jackson was being awful at the store.
Yeah.
And I used to get, you never believed me, but I get looks, you know, from people.
I was there with you that one time that I admitted that we got looks.
But since he's been sleeping better, it hasn't been so bad. Anyway, so I've had good experiences when we go out. But the other day, our two older kids are in this free art class after school on Wednesdays. And so while they're at their art class, I took the two younger kids to a little thrift store downtown.
Yeah, right.
And I've never been in this thrift store. And I send the kids over. We go over to the toys. They're just sitting there playing with the toys. And I walk like 20 feet away from them to look at a little clothes rack. Can still see them. Still watching them.
Yeah.
And I hear the two ladies at the cash register putting their heads together. And as I'm walking by, they say, usually I just ask the moms to stay with their children. And I was like...
So not directly to you, but
they're saying
loud
it
enough
so I can hear it.
You can hear.
But it was so snarky that I was like, I just wanted to turn to them and be like, well, if you usually ask, why don't you ask? If I'm going to bother you. Oh, bless you, little
sorry.
Sticky.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, so these ladies are kind of snarking out at me, and I don't think I was being bad by leaving them 20 feet away from me.
That you still can see them.
In a store where there's like two other people in there.
Yeah.
Two other shoppers. It's not like we're bugging everybody.
And it's a secondhand store. It's like, I'm not breaking your new stuff here.
We're not breaking anything. Anyway, so then I hear them talking under their breath. So I go back and I'm just standing by the kids, letting them play. I mean, we've got to kill an hour for art class and I didn't have anywhere else to go in the area. And then so one of the ladies comes by and, to me, very rudely, just starts picking up anything that's on the floor. Wasn't even stuff that my kids got. I mean, my kids had stuff on the floor they were playing with. And she just starts picking it up and going, oh, and like putting it back on the shelves like we were being so.
We were. You were. Well,
We were inconveniencing her.
Inconveniencing her, that's
like,
the word.
Like, how dare you touch these old, used toys? I couldn't believe it. And I mean, she was really huffing and puffing about this and kind of rolling her eyes. I was shocked by how poorly they acted.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to be like, you know what? You lost my business.
Yeah.
I'm not buying your crud.
I'm not coming back here again.
Your used crud? It's not worth it.
So, sorry. You had a... another poor experience at a many wonderful establishments in our area.
Well, the thing that killed me is just tell me. Like, you didn't even want to give me a chance before you start thinking I'm the worst parent ever.
Yeah.
Like, say, lady, please stop touching stuff. And I would have been like, oh, sorry.
Or you could have been like, you know what? It's a rule of ours that parents need to stay with their kids.
Right. I would have listened.
Be like, oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. Rather than being rude.
Yeah, I should have just kicked over a rack of clothes on the way up.
You'd be like,
what
now? You know what I think of your stuff? This!
Right. Yep, that's what I would do.
Exactly what
you
would do.
Sounds just like me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I grinned and bear it like I always do.
Good job. Anything else?
Is it your turn?
Well, I have the one event that happened today, but that can kind of be the end.
Okay. I guess the last thing that I have is... So yesterday, we have a cute little museum in our town, and they got a Titanic exhibit. It's Titanic artifacts. So a ton of displays of things that were actually on the Titanic. Part of their thing yesterday was the Free Family Day, which we live for.
Yeah.
And they had actually gotten the, what's it called? A deep sea diver who's done more dives than any other person alive. And he's done over 100 dives down to the Titanic. He's like in the movie Titanic, that group of people at the beginning before they go back in time.
That's him.
That's basically him. And so he came to speak, and I was like, this is amazing. And it was for the kids' family day, so I took my kids. And I, before we sat down, I said, now you guys need to know that this person deserves respect, and we are going to sit here in the chairs. It's kind of like a
theater.
Yeah. Yeah, set up like a theater. A small theater.
Yeah, small theater.
It seats like, seating. What,
100 people.
People or so. Yeah. Anyway, so I sit the kids down, and I'm like, if you guys misbehave, you're losing this, and you're losing this, and so.
I will gut you like a fish.
No, I just said, if you guys aren't going to treat this with respect, then you don't get to go outside and play with your friends when we get home, because they're really excited for that. And you don't get to play on the computer or on the TV. Basically, you're going to hang out in your rooms and be miserable.
That's right. Play with blocks.
If you make this miserable for me, I will make your day miserable.
We will all be miserable.
Anyway, so it starts, and it was really interesting, but the guy had a really thick French accent.
Yeah.
Like, so thick.
That the kids,
even I had a hard time understanding
the kids said they couldn't understand anything
he was saying. Yeah, and so like 15 minutes into it, Jay leans over and she's like, I don't know what he's saying, and I'm bored. And so I didn't know what to do because I knew they couldn't understand what he was saying. But part of me was like, I just lectured them about showing this guy respect. And I don't want to be like, well, okay, let's leave.
Because you're bored.
La, 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 you get your way. And so then I had this inner turmoil, like, I feel like it's a good lesson to make them sit through it.
Yeah.
Because you don't always get to be entertained in your life.
Sometimes you have to be bored.
This is a really good practice for college.
There you go.
Anyway, so I made us sit through this thing. And, well, also it was unfair because Lacey was like, I'm bored. So I just handed her my phone. She's kind of obsessed with looking at dolls. So I pulled up Walmart and typed in dolls. So she's just sitting there scrolling and looking at dolls the whole time.
I want this for Christmas.
Yeah.
I want this for Christmas.
And so the other kids are like, wait, why does she get a phone? And I'm like, because she's louder than you guys are.
Oh, so that's what we need to do.
No. And so, I mean, they were good. I kind of just whispered everything that was on the pic, because he had really cool pictures. So I'm trying to explain, like, this is what that picture is. And they kind of enjoyed it, but it was rough. By the time we got out of there, and they really weren't bad behaved, but I was so stressed out about it. By the time we got home, I was like, I need a nap. That was rough.
Need some chocolate and some alone time.
Yeah, that's why I watched a TV show.
There you go.
Anyway, so that was my week.
So the last thing to end up our week is, it's towards the end of our evening, and we said, okay, guys, go play in your room for a little bit before bedtime. And they were playing in there for, what, 20 minutes, if that?
Maybe.
And then all of a sudden, you know, there's crying. We're like, oh, well, there's some crying. But then Grayson's like, Daddy Jay's bleeding on her head. And initially, my thought's like, okay, she got a little scratch or something like that. And I see her coming out, and I just see this, like, blood, like, caked and gushing from her head.
Her hands are all bloody.
And I was like, whoa!
Yeah, you're like, Crystal!
Run over there and put some pressure on it. It turned out that she had a small gash on her head.
Deep,
like,
but small.
Like, yeah, a puncture. It was more like a puncture than a slash.
It looked like someone stabbed her in the head with a pen.
Nice imagery there, honey.
Size-wise, it was like a pen stab.
Yeah, so...
Is that creepy?
It was like, very small width, but enough to make, you know, the side of her head covered in blood. And so we're like, well, it's so small that we know that if we go to the doctor, the ER, which is the only place that'd be open right now, if we go there... All they're going to do, because with the bleeding had stopped, like we got, you know, put pressure on it and everything like that, and the bleeding had stopped.
This, really, it's like 2 or 3 centimeters. It's tiny.
It's tiny. And so it's just like, if we go to the ER, they're just going to super glue this shut with their special medical glue. And I'm like, well, I got some super glue. you know, and it's not like the first time I've done it, but this was more awkward because it's in the hair.
Right. It wasn't, girl hair.
It wasn't like, you know, on their face or their arm or something where it'd be easier to just pinch it and super glue it. But it was in the hair. In the hair. And so it's just like, oh, so we tried to super glue it. Didn't work. We tried to put a Steri-Strip in there. Didn't work. And then eventually I'm like, okay, I pulled out this tiny Band-Aid and I took the scissors and I kind of like cut it to shape perfectly over the wound and to get into a couple spots of skin rather than hair. And mind you that, like we said, there was no bleeding at this point. It was just kind of there. And so we finally got it covered. We got it good. And
except Jay's like, I feel like you guys are just trying everything.
Yeah. Well, we are. We are, honey. So,
did you mention wrapping it up with gauze?
Oh, I tried to see
like
if I could.
Like a classic movie.
I tried to like wrap her head with some gauze to like keep it pressured on there.
Like mummy wrap. It was so funny.
But that didn't work out either. And so I'm just like, it's just going to have to put a Band-Aid in your hair. And
which we should have done in the first place. But, before the glue.
But conveniently, like we said earlier in the show, she has a doctor's appointment tomorrow. So if we need to, we'll show the doctor, be like, oh, look at this gash in her head, you know?
But it really was small.
It's small.
And for the record, we both did dance in college. And when your feet got cracked and bleeding, like these deep cracks, they're so painful because you're dancing barefoot all the time, that our director was always like, get the super glue.
Super glue.
So you just glue
it.
Your cracks closed, and then you keep going. That's why we're like, let's just glue it closed.
Well, and we've had the experience with Grayson, too. Right. Like, when he got a gash on his chin, that's all he did. Is super glued his chin closed. And there was another time more recently that someone, was it Jackson?
Jackson never been to the hospital.
Or Grayson again. Someone else, but they just glued it once again.
Right, I don't remember.
And so it's just like, I got glue.
except all of our kids.
That should be the title of our episode.
I got glue. Except all of our kids thought we were talking about hot glue when we said super glue. And Jay's like, is that going to burn my head?
Is that
going to
burn my head? Like, no.
Can you imagine? Like, go plug it in, headache.
Hold very still.
Not only will it glue it, but it's going to cauterize it, too.
So that happened after we were... You know, she's asleep well right now, but after the show, I'll probably go check and, you know, just take a gander at the wound and see how it's doing.
Yeah, it looks like we just spit in her hair with the dry clumsy glue. Oh, man.
But anyway.
Such is parenthood.
And speaking about parenthood, there are lots of hard things that you need to try to figure out while you're parenting. And one of those things is friends. Like, your children's friends, how do you handle that? Because sometimes there's going to be that one friend or a, you know, acquaintance or something that you're like, I don't know if you should be hanging out with that person.
Right.
And so we found an article that was recently updated. The article's called Friend or Foe from healthychildren.org.
Woo.
And we're just going to read over the article as we do.
Now, this one is kind of set more for younger kids.
Younger kids, yeah.
But I'm sure if you have teenagers, it probably still is good.
The principles are still the same, I imagine. So we're going to go over it and give our opinions. And it is something that we needed as parents because we're trying to figure out the whole, you know, how do you handle a friend that maybe you don't agree with everything that they're doing.
Right.
So, but your kids still love them. And you're just like, okay, well, let's figure this out.
Right. And so... And the author of this, she's talking about how her son has a lot of energy. And at school, he's kind of drawn to other kids with a lot of high energy. And they're basically getting each other in trouble.
Well, and she said some of those kids don't, you know, express their energy in a positive way.
Right. So she's saying, how can I get him to be friends with people that'll bring out the best in him instead of bringing out the worst?
And then she talked.
So first one.
Oh, well, she talks how this is her experience, but she's also, you know, did a lot of research, talked to pediatricians and other parents and so forth. And this is what she came to a conclusion that could help.
Right.
So the first part is to...
Me?
Oh, that's pointing at you.
Educate.
Edumacate. So, go ahead. Educate.
No, you read this one.
Oh, okay. So.
We go on the ones that we read.
Oh, sorry. I am so sorry. This. So, basically, this section is to teach your kids what a good friend is and how to spot a good friend. Mm-hmm. Good friends are friends that are going to, they respect you, they follow the rules, they help those in need. They make you a better person for being a friend with them. And, they don't bring you down and you don't want, if they're trying to make you do bad things or something that you don't believe in, that's probably not a good friend. So the first thing you need to do is to educate your kids on how they can spot and recognize when you're with a good friend and potentially not such a good friend.
Right. And on another website, the Family Share, I thought it was interesting. The guy on that one, who's a family and child psychologist, said that you should actually sit your kids down. And when you're talking, you ask them, what do you think a good friend is? And he actually says, get out paper and markers.
Or like a whiteboard or something.
Yeah, and write down their answers so they can see it. And that way they'll visualize it better. And that might stick in their head more. So I don't know if we'll do that, but there's your suggestion.
Yeah, so anyway, first step, educate.
Educate. The second one is emulate. And of course, this one's good. But basically, that your kids are watching you. So how can you tell them to have good friends if you are not being a good friend
yourself? If you don't have a good relationship with your spouse.
Yeah.
And you're not showing them that.
They say spouse and friends. But your spouse is... And I thought that was interesting that your spouse also shows them how to be a friend. Like how you treat your spouse.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about in the past that it's important to be an example to your kids in all aspects. So... us being an example to our kids of what friends should be like.
Maybe we should stop kissing so much in front of them.
Oh.
Or you think that's what friends do.
Friends kiss, right? You guys kiss all the time. Yes.
Can I grab your booty?
Friends with benefits. No.
Do as I do. No, do as I say, not as I do.
That's right. But so be a good example, show your kids and with your spouse, but also with other people you interact with, your neighbors, even your coworkers, people you go to church with or something like that. They're going to
basically everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. So next one is to communicate. So they say, while it's important to talk about what makes a good friend, it's also good to identify which behaviors are not welcome. So kind of just talking about, in our home, we do this, we believe in this, and if the other child's in your home and they're not following your rules, that's a red flag right away. But if you should teach your kids that even though you're not in our home, we want you to follow those rules because those are what moral characteristics we want you to uphold even when you're not at home. And so if you're around people that are not doing those things, that hopefully they'll recognize that as maybe not such the great example. So
right, but they also say when you're talking with your child, do not categorize this child as bad and this one is good.
Yes.
You can point out the bad things that they're doing, but you don't call them bad.
So, you talk not just specifically saying bad, but like calling out a specific child. Like, mm-hmm. Joe Bob is bad because he does this.
Right.
Whereas you just teach your kids what you recognize as bad behaviors and what aren't, or, not such good behaviors and good behaviors.
See, I kind of wish we would have read this before the instance that we're having. We're having a bit of a struggle with someone who's impressing our kids in a negative way.
Yes.
And I feel like the way we are reacting to our kids is probably more like, this person is bad.
Yeah.
So we
can be better on that. And that's why we wanted to research this, because we recognize that this is an area that we can improve upon or we need to, look into.
Right.
And so forth. So, yeah, don't say other kids are bad, because they're not bad kids. Sometimes their circumstances are just different and mm-hmm. they live a different lifestyle. So that's why you just say, these are the values that we have. And if people don't respect the values that you have, then you may want to find people that do.
Right. And the next one is facilitate. So basically, this one is really, you can
pick your children's friends.
Yeah, you can go friend shopping. But they're saying you can set up the playdates at your house so you can observe the kids. And whatever kids you like, you can set up more playdates. And like, the ones that you dislike say, well, I don't have time for you.
That's right. No Joe Bob, but Jimmy. We like Jimmy.
Right. And this is the hard thing because when you send your kids over to other houses, you don't necessarily know what's going on in their house.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, our kids come home, have been coming home, saying things that were like, what?
They're like, whoa, where'd you get that from?
Yeah. And so I like this whole concept of they come to our house.
Yeah. Well, and we've always talked about that even before we had kids, even before we were married. We always talked about how we wanted our house, especially during the teenage years, we wanted our house to be like the hangout house.
Hashtag cool parents.
Cool parents. So, but the one thing that's a determinant for that is our kids like to play outside, but our front yard's kind of lame.
We have the lamest yard in our whole neighborhood.
It's just blank grass.
No trees,
but
no rocks.
But everybody else has trees and like different things to interact with. So we're like, no, maybe we should buy a basketball hoop and something to...
I have chalk.
To entice the children to stay in our yard and so we can keep an eye on them a little bit
maybe
more.
Maybe we should buy a pony.
That's right. Let's just
buy
a pony.
Problem solved.
You know, or just, you know, lots of cats and dogs. Ooh, and just like have them run around.
That's not even funny.
So you can help at least at a younger age to help pick your children's friends. Naturally, I imagine it gets a lot more difficult and different when they are teenagers. So those of you that have teenagers, we'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on how you help your children find good friends. So the last one is to relate. So finally, focus on your relationship with your child. So this just talks about how you need to garner and create a good relationship with your kids so that they can open up to you, that your home can be a safe place, that they can open up to you in any aspect of life, but even when it comes to talking about their friends. Like, you should know about their friends, who their friends are, how they are. And your children will be able, they'll tell you and talk to you about that if you have a good relationship. And I liked how one of the things that said a good relationship was defined as one in which the child and parents get involved in activities together, talk frequently, and express affection for one another.
Right. And we read in a different article that kids are more likely to have healthy friendship relationships if they have a good relationship with their parents.
Yes.
And that surprised me because I feel like your friends wouldn't necessarily be.
Well, if you think about it, if you don't have the greatest relationship with your parents, you know, you're a lot of times those kids will. Yeah, I've seen like they hang out with not the greatest kids because they don't have a good home environment.
Right.
So they cater towards the more chaotic atmosphere.
So if you didn't feel pressure enough to be a good parent, now you could mess up your kids' friendships if you don't have a good relationship with your kid.
We're going to mess up our kids' lives for, you know, that's our duty as a parent. But the last part talks about a little bit about...
Technically, you said the last one was the last one. But this is the last one.
Did I? I apologize. Well, this one talks...
Is the bully factor.
The bully factor.
So this is just talk to your kids about recognizing bullies. Because you talked about recognizing a friend and maybe who you don't want a friend, but now... Make sure you recognize who's a bully.
And how to react to them.
Yeah. And so 5 tips is if you are feeling like you're being bullied, just walk away, speak up, ask for help, find good friends, and keep having fun.
Yep.
Don't let a bully stop you from being part of the activities you enjoy.
That's right. So, and that's it. That's what where the article finishes. But we hope...
I still feel like I'm at a loss.
I know. That's... And like we said... Parenting is hard. It's a lot of trial and error. But
I like what my sister-in-law today said. I regularly learn how not to parent.
How not to parent. That's right. You're like, you do something like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yes.
I think that all the time. Be like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have acted that way or reacted that way. So just... Continue to try to find things out. We'd love to hear your guys' thoughts and opinions about how to help pick good friends for your children. If you have teenagers and you're listening, we would love to get your viewpoint on it, because we don't have teenagers yet. We're going to get there one day, but we understand
it's
a whole new world. So please share your thoughts on Facebook. We'd love to chat about it and talk about it. But
I really felt like we needed to burst out and singing A Whole New World.
A Whole New World. Like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm satisfied.
All right, well, that's it for the clown car. Thank you for listening. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can find all our information at theclowncar.net, and of course, you can reach out to us on all our social media, but primarily Facebook. We're pretty active there. We'd love to hear from you. And make sure you subscribe,
rate, review
our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.